Tomorrow is Record Store Day, a time to pay tribute to the independent record store and those vestiges of vinyl vendors who, despite living in a digital world, have managed to keep their groove on. WHYY's John Weber reports the day brings together thousands of independent record shops.
Record Store Day has a long and rich history, dating all the way back to 2008. The day was the fruit of a brainstorming session during a record store owners' meeting. Members were concerned that the LP had been pronounced dead.
We knew that wasn't true. We knew there were hundreds of independently owned record stores serving their communities all over the country, and we decided to have a big party.
That's Carrie Colleton of Raleigh, North Carolina, the co-founder of Record Store Day. To mark that first celebration, a number of artists released new albums.
And we had maybe, under 20 releases that first year.
That number has certainly grown over the past 7 years, even though the first CDs and then MP3s were supposed to make turntables obsolete.
But vinyl never became like the 8-track or cassette. It was always there.
That's Pat Prince, editor of Goldmine magazine, which may be the Bible of vinyl records.
When MP3 sales killed off the corporate chain record stores that invested heavily in CDs, the indie record store, many of them survived because they were still supporting vinyl as a format.
That would be stores like AKA Music on 3rd Street in Old City, Philadelphia. On the day I visited, Simple Minds is playing throughout the store, on a record, of course, and customers are thumbing through the bins packed with 33s and 45s. AKA is just one of dozens of shops throughout the Delaware Valley who will be participating in Record Store Day. Manager Isaac Williams describes what's in store for this year.
We're going to get the limited edition stuff, which is a host of 45s, a host of reissues, new records, and then also a first offer of albums that will be released over the next couple months for indies only. So we get a chance to put stuff on the shelves as a new issue that hopefully we'll sell it before the big guys do.
Record Store Day co-founder Carrie Colleton says other shops are planning more elaborate celebrations.
And that's really the great thing is you never really know what it's going to be like because we have 1,200 stores across the U.S. alone, and every one of them plans their own party. Everyone has a different thing. They have live local bands. They have in-store signings. They have food trucks. They have whatever you can think of is going on somewhere at Record Store Day.
As the event has grown, so too have vinyl record sales. Billboard magazine reports that vinyl numbers were up an eye-popping 52% in 2014, most of it done through independent shops like AKA, and much of that snapped up by millennials like 27-year-old Ian Sims of Philadelphia.
I was into like hardcore and punk earlier, probably when I was in like my late teens, and I saw that a lot of those bands were releasing it. I got curious, and turns out it just sounds a lot better. It's collectible. It's a lot more fun to actually have and actually own than a CD or something like that. And MP3s are pretty much just out of the question.
Attracting new converts such as Sims makes AKA's Williams optimistic.
The maintained presence of vinyl, despite the attempt to put it out of its misery, I guess, about 20 years ago, indicates that it's never going to go away for sure. And we're, I feel like, at the top of a crest of vinyl popularity and vinyl presence. So we can only really cross our fingers and say that we hope that it keeps going. Put the needle on the record, put the needle on the record, put the needle
on the record when the drum beats go like this. John Weber, WHYY News.